W Mobile.
For POT Mobile.
5K and 4TFW.
How you doing today?
Yeah, doing well for a hump day. How about yourself?
And just dragging this morning, you know, just can't seem to get it together or want to get in gear yet.
Yeah, the alarm startled me this morning. It was like I must have been sleeping pretty good.
Yeah, I know the feeling. So you heard anything else about any cutbacks over there? You in the clear?
You know, they didn't talk any about it yesterday at all, so I don't know what's up.
Things, they don't say nothing. Don't bring it up.
Yeah, maybe it'll go away, right?
How much of the plant you got running right now?
Being machines, and we're only running 6.
I don't like hearing that. We need to get things rocking and rolling again.
Starts to going in that. I think we'll still be about 3 or 4 weeks behind. Oconee County schools were out of school this week for the bad weather and the tornadoes.
They're already out of school.
Yeah, they were. They were working from home, but they canceled all the online classes until next week.
Cancellation from a cancellation. Wow, they're digging deep on that one.
That's what I was thinking. Heard from Ed this morning. He must be running late. That driver must be back on his regular schedule.
I must have slept in late this morning before he hit the road. He'd been on a roll, too. So, hopefully not too far.
XZ Mobile. KN4TFW.
KN4POT.
Be done. I don't have a message from him or anything, so I don't know if he got done early or he's really late or if he's on the phone with one of his kids.
Tim, is your mom still got, is she still out of power?
Negative. She got it back that night. It was late that night, maybe around 11 or so, but she got it back that same day.
Kevin's still out of power?
They said, didn't they say that it could be up to a week or more?
I didn't, William went over and got that generator started, or the tractor started.
How big's that generator?
I'm thinking 6,000, 7,500, somewhere in there.
All that big. I was thinking it was a big boy.
You really don't need much more than about 6,000. I don't even know that you need that. I mean, you probably, if you're just doing your refrigerator and freezer, you could get away with 3,000.
What their hot water heater is, though, if it's electric, you'll want that 6,000.
News this morning, still 17,000 in upstate without power.
Quite a few this far out.
Yeah, Tim, Oconee County canceled school for the rest of this week.
They had, I thought they had got the kids, they're not going to school anyway.
Yeah, that's right, they're not. And so they canceled the online classes for the rest of this week because of the weather-related damage. Next meters was working last night.
Checks.
4 or 5 in that. I tried to get in on a couple of them, but I couldn't get in, but Ed and I were listening to them. It was like, just like it is right here, like they were standing right next to me.
wagon tail this morning.
And with the rest of the group, that makes three of us.
It went off. I hit the snooze, and it's like it went off again right then and there, and I'm thinking, something wrong with that clock. And sure enough, man, 9 minutes had gone by pretty doggone quick.
All the way on the other side of the room, and that way I won't hit it. If I'm up, I just stay up.
Keep a pellet gun next to me. I can lean over and shoot it from the other side of the room.
Clock, I don't know if I know how to make it snooze.
Don't you? Also works as a snooze button.
The clock that's closest, I don't have it usually set, but it has it ain't a snooze button, it's called a nap button. And you push it, it'll go 10, 20, 30, 60, 90. You can get in trouble with that one.
I wouldn't walk into work till about 9 o'clock.
Rolling up, guys. Ken, you have a fantastic day today. Stay safe out there, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4 POT.
7-3, Tim. Have a good one. Tomorrow morning.
Looking at, you know, isn't it supposed to be like down in the mid to low 30s for this weekend?
This weekend, but I know tomorrow is supposed to be in the mid to high 30s, I believe. Yeah, Roger.
Need to build a fire tonight.
They was telling me that BMW laid off almost all those MAU temp employees, and they're not furloughed, they're laid off.
What say about the future?
The orders were way, way down because of all this virus stuff and that, so I don't know. It may be next year before they pick up again.
That ain't good news for my son-in-law. He works for Magna Drive, which, you know, he's a tool and die mechanic, and they make parts for BMW, and when BMW shut down, they shut down.
She works at the new warehouse, and they send out, like, containers of cars and kits and stuff like that to other countries, and she says here in about 3 weeks they're going to be wide open. They send out cars and parts to other countries, but the cars are like in a kit, like they're not assembled.
Like the other countries are starting to buy them again, or?
They always did. I guess they send it so they can say that the car was assembled in their country or something. I don't know.
Well, who do you know who they're sending them to?
Under the countries, but I know there's about 10 or 15 countries that they send to.
Most of those countries over there are still on lockdown, aren't they?
And I know she said they lost 50,000 units to China that got canceled.
I saw a video yesterday where Fauci, back in 2017, made the statement that this president would face an unprecedented virus, you know, a surprise virus. And I just don't understand how he knows that or knew that then.
People predict stuff like that, and then other people just like to try to make it happen.
Strange. I thought
that was odd. Went into it, to it all by the end of April, and then just start everything back up.
Where they're headed, or, you know, making it. I was wondering what the governor said yesterday. I didn't get a chance to catch it, but, you know, I don't know how much longer they can keep things shut down. I mean, they're having so much trouble getting the unemployment stuff out. Of course, I know those relief checks are coming, but really, seriously, that's really not a lot of money.
No, Susan hasn't gotten anything yet, but you gotta fill out that darn paperwork just right. You know what I mean? Or the online information, and put the wrong thing in the wrong box, and then they don't do it. But, you know, they make out like you just gotta say it was coronavirus and life's good and that, but you gotta go to their website and look for a job a couple of times a week. You gotta log on to it, and then you gotta, on Sunday, you gotta tell them that you fill out this form and say that you did look for work and that, and if you don't do everything just right, you're not gonna get anything.
I thought that they had waived that to where you didn't have to check in once a week, or you didn't have to look for a job.
Out-like, but I don't think that their system is actually set up for that, you know what I mean? If the system don't see that you logged in a couple of times and that, and then it just, you know, it just blows you off in that, because the only people that Susan's talked to that's gotten any kind of money from unemployment is the people that are doing that.
You know, I probably, because I got a guy on layoff, and I don't think we've been going in there once a week or doing anything for him. I filed for him. I need to check on that, because I know he hadn't received anything.
Go ahead and, I think twice a week you'd have to log on to their little job search thing and look for jobs, and then you have to, I guess it asks you later that week, or the girl said on Sunday night, a button pops up, and when you log on, and you have to click that button, and then you have to say what, you know, what all you did or what days you looked, and that, and then everything's good.
That's crazy. Well, I can understand under normal circumstances, that's probably good. These people that have been laid off for this virus shouldn't have to do that at least until the shutdown is lifted. So, and I remember the governor stating plainly that they were waiving all of that because of this coronavirus.
He's saying it. And that, but it just looks like it's not working out that way. It's like their system isn't modified to accept that yet, and you have to, if you're doing it, you're manually doing it, and there's so many that you're just so far behind.
Radio, not a host, but one of the DJs yakking at McMaster's for, you know, being slow and this and that and the other, but people don't realize there wasn't anybody prepared for this type of volume of unemployment. And, you know, it's not directly, you know, they've made plans to handle it, but you still have to gather resources, and that'd be a tremendous undertaking. And I don't think we realize how much they've had laid on them trying to take care of everybody.
Yeah, you're right. He said he put on, he increased the workforce by 400% and that, but I just wondered if they're working, you know, two or three shifts, or working overtime, or they're just working their regular 8 hours and that, like they normally do. You know, it was, you could call in if you were having trouble and they would call you back. But now it's, they won't even take your call. It just says, the line's busy, try again. or you know what I mean, they're due to the high volume, I can't, they can't answer it and they don't even call you back, but you can't even leave a message now.
Totally crazy. Well, to the Lord for being one of those essential services, because I do not know how businesses could stand to shut down for this long.
I don't know how you would make it, and that it's got to be tough.
You'd just be holding out for, you know, for some type of vaccine or something, because there's no way this is going away. I mean, this would be like polio, you know. It's going to be there till you come up with some way to get rid of it. So, I, you know, good grief, it comes to a point to where, you know, the economy has to function. And so they're just, you know, they'd open it back up and hope people did social distancing and stuff and still, you know, did those measures. But it's crazy. As I've watched this, I mean, there's a lot of constitutional implications with this thing where government has overstepped its bounds, and it's pretty scary because once you do that, it's like to get timed out. I'm just saying, you know, there's constitutional issues with some of the stuff that the governments have been doing, local and federal. And, you know, I don't know what you do about that, because once that line is crossed, it's easy to cross it again. It's pretty scary.
I think, you know, everybody's, you know, waiting for him to say, go ahead and start back up and everything. But if you told the restaurants they could start up tomorrow, it'd be weeks. I mean, you're going to be out of all kinds of supplies. So how could they get started back up?
And I don't know that I'd be ready to go to a restaurant yet.
A lot of people that'll be, you know, too worried to get together in a big group.
He's got some tyrannical stuff going on. They, you will be arrested if they catch you in your car or out of your house without a reason. And if you're on the beach, you get arrested unless you're in the water. If your feet are in the water, they can't do anything to you. But if it's on the sand, you get arrested. I mean, that's crazy stuff right there.
Wait for you to get out of the water and onto the sand and then arrest you.
I don't know. I mean, I wish they'd have been doing our borders like that the whole time. I mean, that's just that's unconstitutional. You cannot do that. I mean, the Constitution does guarantee you free movement. And that's what I'm saying. That stuff right there is pretty doggone scary when they can come up with a reason to violate that. That means they'll do it again. It's already been done once. They'll do it again.
Yeah, roger on that. You're probably right. And that, but you know, they could. What if I was fishing? I'm out food gathering.
You can go to a grocery store. You know, if that's what you're doing is going to the grocery store, they'll let you go. But you cannot be out without a specific essential reason.
Yeah, countries I was talking to, and that yeah, they got some specific rules. You know, some of them you can't be out but only a couple hours a day, but then your tag has to match the odd and even days on your car. And if there's two of you together, then you both better be from the same house, and you can't have more than two. And if you're over a certain age, you can't go out at all. And that, so there's a lot of restrictions for sure.
Mention that unemployment. I'll check on the website today at some point in time, see if there's anything we're supposed to be doing.
Susan can make sure she's doing everything, because she, you know, she'll get an email that says, well, you failed to register, you failed to do this, or you didn't do that, and everything. Or it's like, you know, when she first filled it out, it's like, you know, I think she clicked, you know, unable to work, but she was unable to work because the business closed down. Well, they think unable to work is you're physically unable to work, and that. So it's just, you know, the questions aren't clear and everything. You don't know what to put, and there ain't no box to say furloughed or coronavirus or anything like that. And she had to go in there and take the file attachment and attach the file that was from her employer to it. It says, you know, they were closed down because of the virus.
Received anything yet?
Nope. Find out about it. And it looks like they're letting them in now, so I'm going to jump on out of here. But I'll say 73 and look forward to catching up with you maybe later today or in the morning if you're not off. KN4TFW.
You have a good one, 73T. Enjoy your day. Be safe. I'll be off Friday, but I'll be on tomorrow. I'll be on in the morning. All right. Take care, my friend. Talk to you later. KK4NXE, we're going to be clear.